This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Players in the NFL have been selected. Now, it's time to take a look back around the league.
It's the Games Night 2 wrap-up show as we cover all the picks of Round 2 of the 2025 NFL Draft with Garrett Chapman.
Brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. 92.9 The Game's late-night draft wrap-up is on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Garrett Chapman.
Atlanta, are you not entertained? Day one was something to behold. Honestly, Atlanta had one pick, number 15, till it became two picks. What a coup for the Atlanta Falcons. We will talk about that, and we will talk about the second round, in the lack thereof, of Falcons drama there. I know a lot of people have been hoping and praying, potentially, for the opportunity of a Kirk Cousins trade. Of course, that's not meant to be. Probably not. We still have a little bit of time. You never know. I'm not going to hold my breath. I would encourage you to do the same. Don't hold your breath for that one. But look, Jalen Walker falls in the draft. You get him at pick 15, James Pierce. He goes at pick 26, but is it too much to pay? We'll talk about that one here in just a second. My name is Garrett Chapman, and this is the post-draft show. Well, sort of the post-draft show. It's round three. Jumping in here, we've got the San Francisco 49ers on the clock here at pick 75. The Atlanta Falcons do have a pick here right there at the tail end of this third round. We will give you all of the latest on that as it comes. I don't expect to see very many trades, not a lot of activity necessarily here for your Atlanta Falcons. But how are you feeling right now? How are you feeling? Because the Atlanta Falcons had one pressing need. They had one thing that we have been pounding the table for years on. At least well over a decade. At least as long as this station has been on the air. Going back to 2012. We have been pounding the table for edge rushers. We've begged, we've pleaded, we've gotten a few, and we've missed on a few. Dak McKinley, Vic Beasley. I don't want to go down the list of been there, done that's, but Jalen Walker feels a little bit different. James Pierce, it feels a little bit different. This is a team who had a desperate need. You had seven sacks on third down last year. Seven! I'm talking about a situation where you have the pin your ears back, get after the quarterback. You had seven sacks. Woof. Not good. 31 sacks overall. In familiar territory, 31st in the NFL. Not good. And you talk about the best teams in the NFL. What are they consistently doing? They're sacking the quarterback. Now, Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, they would go around and say stats are for losers. Yeah, well, they have a point to some extent. They talk a little bit about moving guys off of their spot and knocking them off schedule and whatever. Well, the best way to do that is to sack the quarterback. Well, they heard that. And Jalen Walker, the steal of the draft. I know some people might come through and talk about Jahad Campbell or whatever, and that's fine. I mean, look, him going to the Eagles at 31, that's a big pick for them. It's also not somebody who's going to make an impact for them. Not next year, maybe not even the year after that. And that's just a embarrassment of riches type of pick. So, yeah, you get a high-value pick there. The Falcons might have just gotten the fourth-best player in the draft at 15. You talk about a team who needs versatility, who needs guys who can fill a lot of needs, and Jeff Ulbrich's first full season here as the defensive coordinator, and I'm, of course, including some of those years back in 2020, back when he was interim defensive coordinator here for the Falcons. But Jalen Walker is a guy who can play off ball. He's a guy who can get after the passer. He's a guy who can fill a leadership void that exists here on this team. Because if I had asked anybody and said, hey, who is the leader of this Falcons defense? And I'm not expecting him to come in as a rookie and necessarily come and step in their shoes yet. This is a down the road type of thing. But I'd ask you, who is the leader for the Atlanta Falcons? And honest to goodness, I have no idea. Grady Jarrett was that guy for many years. And we love Grady. He may end up having his number retired here. You never know. You never know. But Grady's not here anymore. He's up there in Chicago playing for the Bears. He's not here anymore. So who is it? Jesse Bates? Good option. Great option. I like Jesse. AJ Terrell? Maybe. Good player. Leader? I don't know. Jalen Walker is going to be that guy for the Atlanta Falcons. Jalen Walker is going to be an all-pro type of player for the Atlanta Falcons. Jalen Walker has a chance to be a trendsetter, a game changer for this Atlanta Falcons defense. And the fact that you got him at 15 is a massive coup because it's finally a situation where the Atlanta Falcons' biggest need coincided with the best player available. That doesn't happen every day, folks. It does not happen every day. It did for Terry Fontenot. It did for Raheem Morris, and it did for the Atlanta Falcons. Getting him at 15 is incredible. And look, I'm sitting there. I see Jalen Walker falling. And I'm like all of you, sitting at home, watching all of this happen, listening to Mike Conte, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer on the radio, listening in on the Odyssey app. And all, look, people are starting to, the anticipation's starting to build. You get to pick 9. Oh, he's still on the board. You get to pick 11. Mykel Williams goes, that's who I really wanted. He goes. And he's still there. He was still there. Jalen Walker. And then you see the Colts come on the board at number 14. Number 14, tight end Tyler Warren. Oh, baby. I was ready to celebrate. And then I was, in the back of my mind, I was like, maybe they messed this up. I don't really know what's going to happen. But pick 15, Jalen Walker comes off the board. You get your Georgia Bulldog. You get your guy. For the first time since 1966, the Georgia Bulldogs and the Atlanta Falcons have a reunion in the first round of the NFL draft. I'm thrilled. I'm over the moon. I'm ready to call it quits and head on home and get ready for the second round. Continue my preparation for this draft show. Then the crazy thing happens. I'm out walking the dog when this happens. Falcons make a trade. Falcons make a trade. They give up the 2026 first round pick, the number 46 pick, that second round pick earlier. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Number 242 to get number 26 and 101. They jump on the board. James Pierce is the guy. I wasn't thrilled with James Pierce. Not necessarily. He wasn't my first choice. He wasn't my first choice. But you know what he can do? He can rush the passer. He might actually end up being one of the best pure pass rushers who's ready to come in and be a third down guy. You talk about the 7 sacks that you had last year on third down. There's your guy. Jalen Walker in time. I think Jalen Walker is going to develop. He likes to refer to himself as a chess piece. James Pierce, he's, if you want to talk about chess, if you're familiar with chess out there, he's the rook that you put up and he just slams around. That's what he's going to do. He's going to come in here and fill an immediate need, getting after the passer. And look, that's just what this team needed. That's what this team desperately needed. And I want to know what people feel about this. 404-726-0929, because I've heard it throughout the day. I think generally throughout the city, everybody's thrilled. I think this is the Jalen Walker pick specifically is probably the most popular pick since Julio Jones. The most universally adored and supported pick since Julio Jones. Ironically, they both wear number 11. That's neither here nor there. But Jalen Walker is a universally celebrated pick. Pick 26 is one that I feel like people are a little bit more split on. The majority of people, I feel like, are like me. They're excited. They realize that this has been a massive need going back to the year 2000, where you look at the total sacks the Falcons are 31st, and team number 32 is only 32 because they are the Houston Texans and played four fewer seasons. That's it. The Falcons needed a pass rusher. They got you two. In fact, they might have gotten the second best pure pass rusher behind Abdul Carter, and then the potentially the best Swiss Army knife in this draft class on the defensive side of the ball in Jalen Walker. So I don't know how anybody could be upset, because you go into this draft, like you look at what the trade is. It's a first-round swap. That's all it is. And anybody who says, oh, it's a future first, there's so much value. No, no. The Falcons are going to be in the playoffs next year. Period. That is the expectation. It has to be. Because if they're not, Terry Fontenot's not going to be here. But I'm going to expect that they are going to be in the playoffs next year. So ultimately, this is a first-round swap. The Falcons are going to be picking somewhere in the range of, I don't know, 22, 23, maybe 26. And then when you get to this spot, that's fine. You just traded for an extra year of experience for a pass rusher who's going to help get you to the next level next season. And then he's going to get better and better and better. And you're, look, it's a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow. That's simple economics. Simple economics. And effectively, that's what this is. It's a one for one, a like for like. And I don't understand how anybody can be upset, really, because you're moving from the second round back to the third round. Okay, yeah, you're losing out on some potential defensive tackles. Maybe the run on cornerback, you weren't able to take advantage of that. But that's okay, because you have two dominant edge rushers who are going to immediately make an impact on your defense and make you a contender. Because the offense feels just fine. The offense feels like it's ready to go. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here when we get into the second segment, as we're continuing to move through this NFL draft. We're up to pick 79. Jalen Noel comes off the board, the wide receiver from Iowa State. Interesting player here, slot guy here for the Cyclones. A little undersized, but has some good speed. He can make a good target there for C.J. Stroud. But I want to get into some of these draft grades quickly, because I think this is the dumbest science, pseudoscience, really, that exists around this time of year. And it's because people need content. I know what it is. It's because people are excited, and everyone wants to see that A-plus next to their name, and they want to yell and scream because somebody gets a D, right? Because everyone's upset about so-and-so going to such-and-such and whatever and whoever and what, whatever, right? But let's look and see what the Falcons get. So the USA Today gives us a C-plus. Oh, okay. Ostley gives us a B. PFF gives you a good, whatever that is. Pro Football Network, they get you a C. SI gives you an A. NFL.com give you a nice solid B. So what? I go back to 2012, you know, and I saw this PFT. No, excuse me. Pardon my take. That's what it is. The Barstool Sports Network. The Seahawks in 2012. They were given an F. You know why? Because they reached on a guy named Bobby Wagner and Russell Wilson in the third round. How'd that do? Won him a Super Bowl. One of the most influential draft classes of the last, I don't know, decade. Gets him to a Super Bowl. Two incredibly important pieces for a team that played in two in a row. Legion of Boom. Bobby Wagner was one of the most important pieces on that defense, and of course, Russell Wilson. So before anybody wants to go through these draft grades, do me a favor and throw it in the trash. Don't waste your time. You could read reactions. That's okay, because people have takes, and sometimes they're accurate. Most of the time, it's like Mel Kiper predicting that Shedeur Sanders is the number one overall quarterback in this draft class. And now here we are at pick 80, and he's sitting on the board. Nobody knows. Nobody has any idea. But that's why you play the game. The thing that I do know for sure is that the Atlanta Falcons had a massive need. One thing that I also know for sure is that the Atlanta Falcons are better today than they were this time yesterday. I'm stoked. I'm thrilled. But how are you feeling? 404-726-0929. We're working through the draft. The Bengals are on the clock. Their pick is in, but I want to talk about our Falcons right now. Are they any closer to the playoffs after yesterday? 404-726-0929. I will tell you why I think they are. I want to hear what you have to think. My name is Garrett Chapman. This is our post-draft, quasi-post-draft. We still got a little ways to go on this one. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.